Coming up next is Kristen Fontana's Guiding Stars, Evolutionary Astrology, here on HealthyLife.net Radio. Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Listening to Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is your host, Kristen Fontana, and I'm here today, as always, on that last or fourth Friday of the month with Rose Marcus from Vancouver, Canada, to discuss the transits for the next month. And the next month, we enter a brand new year. So, welcome back, Rose.
Thank you so much, Kristen. And I have to say it's absolutely terrific to be able to do this with you once a month and to share with our listeners. And,
yes, I love it. Every time we get to do this, we can just collaborate and share what we see and do what we can to shine a light on these trends that are influencing all of us collectively and individually. So today, actually, we are recording a day before this is being released. It's December 23rd, but this will go live for all of you on Christmas Eve. And in my recent weekly newsletter and forecast, I was talking about how unusual this holiday season is this year because of the nature of the transits. And I think we're all experiencing things feeling different than they've been, and maybe that's a really good thing for some of you, and others are not sure about these changes yet, but I know in time you will be. But, you know, I don't know about you, Rose, but I can't remember, as long as I've been an astrologer, where there's so much energy that, requires and is activating so much introspection, reflection. And because of, you know, of course, Venus just moved retrograde in Capricorn. And so what about you?
Well, and I think it's very appropriate for this kind of holiday anyway. So we have so much going on. And as you just mentioned, Venus has turned retrograde. It was turned retrograde on the 19th of December and will continue retrograde until the 29th of January. And Venus happens to be traveling through the sign of Capricorn. Venus is a fast mover through a sign, about 3 weeks in a sign, but because of this retrograde, we will experience Venus in Capricorn. It started in November and will continue all the way to March 6th. So it's a very, very long time. And Venus is the relationship principle. Venus is the principle of value and meaning. And when a planet, when Venus turns retrograde, it is all about reprioritizing, reassessing, you know, what is important to me, what are my essential needs. Venus in the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn deals with things like priority, taking a look at the reality that you are currently experiencing. And whenever a retrograde planet happens, it is a pullback time. It is a time frame to regroup. It is a time frame to kind of, I always say, left and separate. You know, to take some time out, to get back in touch with what is it that is meaningful to you. What is it worth to you? I mean, we're all, we're all having a look at that right now.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. I remember you saying that before, this lift and separate. What a visual that gives us. When I think of lifting something, even if you're reflecting about your past, and it's just been a weight, right, that you've been carrying or feeling bogged down by, maybe it's just not something you've totally processed enough. And to lift it is to alleviate some of that weight and to let go of it ultimately, and to separate is so Aquarian, right, to give us space between ourselves and some experience that we had so we can see it with a new pair of eyes. Love the expression, Rose, once again, you just got it. Well, separate. Yeah.
You know, when you are wrestling with something, you're always immersed in it. And when you're immersed in it, you're perhaps just objective to be able to really see it clearly. You know, when we take a step back and you pull yourself out of it wherever it is, it allows space, it allows room for something else to drop in, you know, some new perspective, a new, you know, new insight, new whatever, you know, on that. And that's vastly important. And I think that we, just as a collective, you know, I always say that we've all been sold a bill of goods, you know. What are you doing right now? What are you going to do tomorrow? What did you do yesterday? You know, and it's like, you know, this continuous demand on your attention and your time from the externals of your life, right?
Yeah.
And at this point, to take that time out, it's like meditation. You know, what do? You know, you go inward, right? This is a very important, we need this period of time. Retrogrades are vastly important. I mean, you know, the universe has set this up to give us those time outs because they're important.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking of something when you were talking, when I was in the evolutionary astrology school taught by Jeffrey Wolf Green. And he told us, I mean, this is very much, I would consider this a Venus sharing or in Capricorn retrograde too, but that we have to work through everything on this plane, right?
Right.
On this earth plane. Like, we can't say, oh, well, I'll wait till I get to the astral plane, or I'll wait till I get to heaven to deal with that. We can't. We have to deal with all of the tough stuff, the hard stuff, the uncomfortable stuff. And we have to take responsibility, Capricorn, for anything we've set in motion, or we take responsibility for anything that we've participated in willingly. And so I would see this also with Venus retrograde in Capricorn as an opportunity to take responsibility for anything in your past that feels unfinished. And so with that said, it's like, I often tell clients who've really wrestled with relationships, we'll just say with their parents. Maybe the parents are in their 80s at this point and they're caregiving. Oh, gosh, do I hear that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Probably because I'm in my 50s. And so are these deep clients. And, I mean, of course, we talk to people of all ages, Rose, but I am always encouraging people to have that conversation, to work through whatever is residual, regardless of whether that parent can take it in and even do anything with it. You are planting a seed in their consciousness, and you are letting it out of your own self and soul, so it's not in you anymore, so it's not threatening the life it belongs to, which is you. So let's just do the work now, like free yourself up forever. That's really what I feel like this is about. Lift
well,
and separate.
Yeah, and of course, Venus retrograde will always dial up the unfinished business. And however it comes up, it could be, you know, inside your consciousness, or it could be right in front of your face, right? You know, it can be either of those things. But you will have probably noticed that in your life over the past month or so, you know, something that is taking shape or form, you know, that is kind of setting up for a review, right? You know, for a replay of some kind. Retrogrades are always revisit, relive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Venus brings up the unfinished business of relationship, and it brings up what is fated or destined. It's fated or destined in terms of relationship dynamics, whatever they might be. And, you know, Venus is traveling through the sign of Capricorn. We also have Pluto in Capricorn. And on Christmas Day, we have a second installment of Venus and Pluto conjunct. And what I said about Christmas Day was that, you know, Capricorn is the archetype of time. And at this particular moment in time, that Pluto Venus, I think on Christmas Day, you know, so symbolic, I think it has a sense of the momentous in terms, significant in terms of, you know, a long chapter coming to an end. and the start of something else. So standing on some kind of threshold between your past and what is coming next, right?
Yeah.
I think for a lot, you know, Capricorn rules things like traditions, you know, and history and so forth, and, you know, the tradition of the way you've always spent Christmas, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be different this year. Who is present and who is not present, you know, and so forth. This is
mm-hmm.
really an important thing. And the other thing I wanted to say in reference to what you just said was Capricorn is the archetype of time. And I feel that time is one of our very most precious of resources. You never get it back. It's finite. There's a certain amount of time that you will spend on this planet. And, you know, it always just blows my mind when I think back to momentous times in my own life when somebody crossed my path and they were there for that moment and then they were gone. Right? You know, like those,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying about that?
Mm-hmm.
This is this moment, and, you know, if it's your time to say goodbye to somebody, you know, because there's an awful lot of people leaving the planet at this point in time, you know, is there anything unfinished that you have to convey to that person, right? You know, it's like, you know, you never get another chance to hug your kids and, you know, say goodbye to them, right? You know, it's like, you get my drift.
Yeah, you know, I the most important thing I wanted to say about that sentiment a bit ago about working through stuff while you're here, while you have using the time here, it's the hard work of being human, right? The emotional body involved, the fears that get triggered. But if, when I said that we have to work things out here, it's in order for us to not recreate it in the next life. So do you really want to come back with those parents or that? Do you really want to have to go through that betrayal with that partner or, you know, whatever else it is? And so, and while you're reflecting about the past with Venus and Pluto conjunct in Capricorn especially, it is so important to ask yourself why. Why did that happen? Why did this happen? Why these parents? Why this experience? Because we're all calling in these experiences for our own reasons. And so to understand why will set you free. You, by answering the question why and knowing what you need to do to not recreate it because you've learned from it, whatever it is, will be the key. And that is the biggest motivator that I feel when I'm giving a reading to somebody, the biggest motivator to do the work now to address things head on, to not wait anymore. That's it, not waiting. You don't know, like you said, how much time you have left with anybody. So great advice there.
Yeah, and on a different note, there are sometimes circumstances beyond control. You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes that why can't be answered. You know, in terms of,
right.
why did I lose my house and my home and, you know, the floods, the fires, you know, the tornadoes, you know, the earthquakes, you know, these kinds of things. And there's times when those things can't be answered. You have to know that there is a larger, bigger perspective, and this, you know, huge event that may have rerouted your entire life, you know, is really just one piece of that whole puzzle. And if it can't be, if you can't get to the bottom line why of it right now, the most important thing to do is to make good use of your time moving forward from here. There's
mm-hmm.
always
yeah.
something you can do to get yourself moving to the next, you know, the next thing, the next level, whatever it might be. And with Capricorn, we know that, you know, that's putting paving stones in place, and it can be hard and it can be laborious. But every small step, you know, sets the pace for the building of something of significance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, you might be able to hear, fighting the seasonal flu here, but I had stumbled upon in between dealing with my typical work day, but this movie about a woman who was physically abused by her husband. And, I mean, it's not a true story, but it's a true story for a lot of women in the world. And, you know, things escalated, and he ended up killing their child in front of her, darling, to punish her. Anyway, she was in therapy for it, and this group therapy, and the head therapist was saying to her, you know, you've got to stop reading all these children's books. It was the only way that she could comfort herself, these books she used to read her son. And all of a sudden, she said, you have to do something with your story. You have to do something with your life. And she literally made it her mission. It was called, like, vigilante or something. And it made her, and she let her therapist know that anyone could call her, and she was to rescue, save any woman or child that was being abused from a situation. And she would go in and deal with it, like, in her own way, and in a legal way, I'm sure. But it was, like, the only way that she could justify her time on Earth to make a difference. In this movie, it was so powerful because, you know, not everybody's going to choose to do that with their time, but, you know, I'm really big on injustices and for things to be fair and right in the world, especially when there's an underdog involved, whether it's a child or an animal or a woman in these cases. And so it's just so incredibly empowering. You know me, I'm like such a warrior spirit. Like, I love, I'm like the female warrior. I'm like, yeah, you go. You know, she's, so here's, you know, this story, and just felt so timely for Pluto Venus conjuncting Capricorn, right? You know, and so I just, even though it wasn't a true story, it can be a true story. And here's this person in the story, the character who is empowering herself to make a, to save other people's lives because of everything she lost. And, you know, when we do give in that way, and that's an extreme way, but when you do give, even when you're feeling that lack, actually especially when you're feeling that lack, that emptiness, that loss, it is incredibly fulfilling. So I just felt like that was just a little wild that I stumbled upon this. And
what was the name of the movie?
It's called Vigil. I mean, I don't know. It's a little bit intense and a little bit, I don't want to call it, like, you know, it's not going to win any awards kind of thing, but it's called Vigilante. And I think I could just completely relate to this woman because something happens. Like, it becomes, when you talk about lift and separating, something happens when certain injustices occur in the soul and the body. You do detach in a way that you detach in a way that allows you to take care of business in some way. And that means, and a more recent example I have of this, of a woman in a relationship, is she had just been pushed too far. And after 3 years, she said, that's it. I can't hear one more word of rage coming at me that I have nothing to do with. And it is like flipping a switch. Sometimes your belly just gets so full of something, and she just removed herself finally from the relationship. And it wasn't that one word, it was 3 years of it, but it's like she had had her fill. I mean, this is a professional businesswoman. She's actually a doctor. And she'd been in this horribly abusive relationship, verbally abusive relationship, and blamed for everything. And it's just like, what? Still hoping against hope that this person's going to change. You know, it's that classic Pisces moon in this case, place where she's just believing in the good and the God in this person, the spirit of the potential, and it just never changes. I mean, it can take lifetimes for people to change sometimes. And it finally, you know, he wanted to make it about one thing, but it was literally about his behavior that got exponentially worse, especially over time, right? People show up all perfect and rosy and, you know, kind and ideal, and then all of a sudden the true colors can come out. And so, I mean, this month I can't tell you, Rose, how many stories I've heard like this where people are like, I'm done. And I literally feel like she's done. Like, she just snapped. And so that's what, you know, can be, you can do something so radical, you surprise yourself. And I think she surprised herself, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I was thinking about a few different things as you were talking there. And it really the idea of service and rescuing and saving and all that kind of stuff, you know, is related to the sign of Pisces. And on the 28th of December, we have Jupiter moving into Pisces, right? You know, Pisces is an archetype of service, right? You know, so I always say that, you know, when you don't know what to do, go help somebody else, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Whenever you do that, it pulls you out of your depression or pulls you out of your stuck place, you know. And it does... you know, kind of unlock your compassion and so on for other, and helps you to also find compassion for self. And I was thinking, you know, I've been watching two separate movies, and they're both along the same lines of like, oh my God, what could this, you know, the main character, what more could you possibly take away from this person and heap on this person, right? You know? And, you know, it's just like, you know, if you think your life is bad, go watch these, you know. And at the end of both of these,
exactly.
At the end of both of these, you know, for the perseverance, for all of that loss, it's like, stripped away and taken away and heaped upon and more taking away, and what do you mean I've lost everything and you're taking more from me, you know, and blah blah blah, and that's the Pisces portion. And of course we've got Pluto and Venus right now doing this dance together as well too, and Pluto's an elimination process. You know, your soul is gonna figure out how much you need to relinquish, but eventually you're gonna get to a bottom line. And when you get to that bottom line, that's where the gift is, right? You know, in both of these movies, it's like, oh my God, you know, nothing good is ever gonna happen. And at the end, they both got a reward out of it. You know, I mean, it's too long to talk about, but, you know, it is that, you know, just when you think all hope is lost, just when you think nothing good will ever come your way, you'll never have whatever it is, like just, you know, whatever it is, it'll show up for you. It depends mm-hmm. on, you know, you have to be willing to relinquish and surrender and transcend it all. And if you will do that, because we're with so much Capricorn energies right now, it's hard. You know, it's a hard path. But if you will face the hard stuff,
totally.
Your soul, mm-hmm. You know, the divine will reward you. You know, you will
totally.
Will get.
It's so true. And this movie I was talking about ended in the right way as well.
Yeah.
And I like the endings of those movies when they end in the right way. And this absolutely has to do with to redirecting yourself in a way that can make a difference. And when you do that energetically, the universe, God, whatever you want to call that force, and it will reward you. The energy just will speak to itself. So we'll talk a little bit more about this. I mean, a lot of the Venus retrograde in Capricorn is about self-respect as well, standing up for what you need, standing up and fighting for whatever it is that's worth it to you, that means that much to you, and knowing that, you know, we want to be in balance with how we give and how we receive, and being willing to demand that for ourselves. I mean, that's how the world becomes in better balance, and we have to start with ourselves. We have to start making sure that we are in balance within ourselves, and so this is your opportunity to do that. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, kristenfontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on kristenfontana.com. That's KRISTIN Fontana.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way? It's been a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, we have returned. And Rose, go ahead and tell them what you told me on the break.
Oh, yeah. One of those movies is called The Unforgivable with Sandra Bullock. And if you haven't seen it yet, you know, get your box of Kleenex.
That's one of her best pieces, too. She was... That is award worthy.
Yeah.
The movie and her performance. So, I just really especially love the female characters, you know, that risk it all for the right thing, ultimately. And, you know, it's all about energy, right? What we do with our time, what we do with our choices, what we do with our thoughts, what are our intentions. And when you leave this world, like you said, Rose, time is finite, and I can't believe how fast time is flying. It just flies faster and faster the older I get. I think that, you know, when we've reached the end of this thing, this incarnation, it's not the end, but this incarnation, and we look back at our life from today and that time, you know, what is it that you want to know that you've done? That is what this time is about. Really asking yourself, how am I going to spend my time? And what is it going to be worth when I'm gone? So,
absolutely.
Period.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I also want to say about the Venus retrograde cycle, which goes to the end of January. And because of that, you know, Venus won't leave Capricorn until the beginning of March. But the fact that it is in Capricorn for so long gives you an extended period of time to get yourself reacclimatized, right? You know, to get yourself recentered and all of the things that you said earlier before the break. You know, the Venus in Capricorn retrograde aligned with Pluto. It is about figuring out what your boundaries are and what your what your rules are. And I think, you know, to a certain length, you have to stick to them. You know, like, what are you willing to accept, and what are you willing not? You know, what do you feel that is a violation on your time, a violation on, you know, again, that idea of self-respect coming up and so on. You really, this Venus retrograde cycle is all about getting that straight, you know, and really sticking to it. And I find, you know, watching Capricorn in action, you know, I'm thinking of a friend that I have who is very boundary-oriented and very rule-oriented, and sometimes I don't like it very much, but on the other hand... You know, I know where she's at all the time, and that to me gives me a sense of security. On the other hand, I know where her walls are, I know where her boundaries are, where her lines are, and so long as I don't cross them, it's good. And, you know, in actuality, you know, that kind of makes me take responsibility for my end of the relationship, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
And that only serves me to my highest good, right?
Right.
I think that this is a point in time. Recognize, and the other thing I was going to say about the pain, punishment, and suffering end of it, if you feel that it's been too long that you've been suffering with this this thing, you know, recognize to the soul that's the blink of an eye, right? You know, so it may, you know, I think that we have to really, I always say this, we have to stop being clock watchers in that way, right?
So, clock watchers.
Yeah, I'm doing what
Whoa.
I'm doing now, and, you know, and again, Pluto is very prominent right now. Pluto's a process, you know. Evolution is a process, and you are figuring it out as you go along. So give yourself a break for knowing that. Stop watching the clock and thinking, I should be here now. You should be wherever you are, because that's as far as you can make it for now. And that's not to give you license to be lazy, but to say, you know, so good so far, and I intend on continuing my process, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those affirmations, right? You know.
Yeah, I was just talking to my daughter. It's funny this morning about this. You had some goal to finish something by the end of this year, and I said, I knew you wouldn't finish this. You weren't supposed to finish it yet. Like, you can't force a writer to be creative in this time frame. You know, when a writer has writer's block, or a painter just can't seem to produce what they want to produce, they're not feeling creative, right? They're just feeling limited by something, or something's forcing them to just focus or feel something and focus in another direction. And I told her that, you know, forget January is like this extra month to me next year. Just January 1st is not New Year's Day. Okay, there's just way too much going on in January that does not reflect the new year. It is like more like February 4th maybe, once Mercury will move direct, because we do have Mercury retrograde next month. We'll talk about that. But even, like you said earlier, Venus won't leave Capricorn until early March, like March, was it 5th?
6th.
And Mars and Venus will be in a new phase. It's so interesting that they're in a balsamic phase until they shift into Aquarius, and then they become new. So if you really want to know what I think about it all, March 5th, 6th is really your new year. So, you know, you can pick your day, but I know that you're not going to really feel like you're off to the races around just about anything until March. So don't rush it. Don't force it. Don't worry so much, and allow yourself the time that you need to slow down and to really think through something. Feel through something, actually, is what Venus is saying.
Feel your way through it. That's exactly it, right? Exactly it. And it is quite amazing what we are getting off to in this first quarter of the year, for sure, right? You know, so
mm-hmm.
Let's just maybe mention, too, before we get into the Venus, Mars, and Pluto stuff, that on the 28th of December, Jupiter enters Pisces, right? And Jupiter's transit is a one-year transit through a sign. It's been in Aquarius this year. And on the 28th, moving into Pisces. Now, Jupiter's moving quite fast through the sign of Pisces. By the middle of May, it will go into Aries, and it will be there until October. It'll revisit Pisces to December, and then it's going to move back into Aries. So we have the first quarter of 2022 with this Jupiter in Pisces archetype being active. So we've been talking about that a little bit, I think, through all the things that we've been saying. Jupiter in Pisces is a good transit for going with the flow, right?
Yeah.
For easing your way into it. You know, and I was just going to say that all this, you know, angst is a distraction. You know, it really is. You know, we have to pull away from a lot of the emotions that are connected to I have no control. Right.
Right.
You know.
It's true.
Yeah, and to pull back, and as I always say, there's always something you can do with this moment that could be productive or useful, so forth. So go do that while you're waiting. So Jupiter moves forward, and in April, which we'll talk about in future talks as well, too, Jupiter is going to meet up with Neptune, and they will start a new journey in the beginning of April. The Venus retrograde cycle, retrograde cycles, are that planet's relationship, the way we're seeing the planet from Earth, relative to the Sun, right? You know, so on January 8th, Venus and the Sun line up, and they will be at inferior conjunction and point of the retrograde cycle. So between the first half of the cycle up all the way to January 8th is a completion pattern, right? You know, so there's the unfinished business, it's, you know, what's unresolved, and it's getting through the end of the year, and it's getting through Christmas, and it's all that kind of finishing tone. And as of January 8th, Venus moves into it moves into a new phase with the Sun, and it takes us through the next 9 months. Venus starts the year in alignment with Pluto in the sign of Capricorn and is going to end the year December 28th. Venus and Pluto are going to meet up again in the sign of Capricorn. So we've got a one-year agenda there with Venus and Pluto to finish off with something, finish off with a soul priority, finish off with a reality, finish off with a consciousness that no longer serves.
Mm.
Right?
All right. So quickly before we move to when the Sun and Venus conjunct, and then the new phase with Venus is the new phase with the Sun from then till the end of the retrograde cycle.
Yes, to the end of Okay.
And then we have to deal with the shadow of the retrograde, which we'll talk about when that ends after the break. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of evolutionary astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolutionary astrologers such as Kristen Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green's School of Evolutionary Astrology, or it will assist you in answering a big question. Why am I here? Thanks for listening. God bless."
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right, we are back. We're doing a little astrologic detective work on the break there.
You know,
my mind is just feeling blown right now because, you know, when Venus went retrograde, which is on the 19th?
Yes.
And it was balsamic to Pluto?
I think it had just gone over.
Became new, actually.
Just became new,
phase.
Just barely, right? Just barely.
Okay, so it's still in a new phase, but it's retrograding back. On Christmas Day, Venus will retrograde behind Pluto and become balsamic, which is really about this completion point you were talking about, working on the healing, working on the culminating, working on the finishing this long chapter. And then we've got the completion pattern finishing at the midpoint on January 8th when the Sun and Venus retrograde conjunct. And I talked about the shadow of this retrograde before the break, and it is going to be in early March when we're out of the shadow of this retrograde, hence the new year beginning in early March. When it does come out of its shadow, it is going to be conjunct Pluto at the exact same place as it is right now.
Yes, March 3rd, right?
March 3rd.
Yeah, and you know...
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. So the three dates that Venus and Pluto conjoin, because in a retrograde cycle you're going to have three passes, December 11th, December 25th, March 3rd. And as I was talking about that Venus-Sun alignment, it's a conjunction, an inferior conjunction of Venus and the Sun on January 8th. We're still doing finishing, right? You know, because Venus is balsamic to Pluto and so on, but it's like a next phase begins. And you may feel it as a subtle shift, you know, just in terms of the way that you are, you know, kind of designing the, you know, the priorities that you have going on for yourself. You might feel it as a subtle shift as January starts. It's going to take us all the way to the beginning of, I agree with you, it's kind of like beginning of March. That first 6 days of March is like the new year, the new year starting, really. Yeah, it's phenomenal. And additionally, Kristen, I'm sure you've looked at this, when Venus ends retrograde at the end of January, it is slow in its orbit as it's picking up speed, right? You know, so we'll have in January as well, too. I have to find it. Sorry, I haven't got it at the tip of my my mind right at the moment. Mars will move into Mars will move into Capricorn at the end of January. It's like the 25th of January, something like that. And when it does that, Venus and Mars are going to join forces for most of February. So they're traveling within about 1 degree from about the 12th of February to about the 26th of February. Well, actually, all the way through until they go new phase on March 6th at 0 degrees Aquarius. And that is phenomenal. So you have Venus and Mars in Capricorn for most of February on the same page, right? And
right, exactly.
That's the relationship duo. And, you know, Venus and Mars is a two-year cycle. Venus and Mars come around to do a new relationship, phase every 2 years, right? You know, so every 2 years you're initiating a new relationship phase. And as I say many times on the show, relationships are me to me, me to you, and me to us, right? You know, it's all of them. And so we've got all of that. But as it comes up to March, they are going to meet with Pluto, and Mars and Pluto are a two-year journey, and that's personal will and soul will together, right? You know, and mm-hmm. they come together on the 3rd as well, too. So with Mars and Pluto going new phase on the 3rd, and we've got Venus and Pluto going new phase on the 3rd, and then we've got this Mars and Venus going 3rd, 4th, 5th.
Range. That's huge.
And then on the 6th. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you have been working towards, you know, wanting to make some personal change, you know, I don't like my relationship with myself. I feel like, you know, the way I'm dealing with me is the old, I've been saying this a lot, this is the old me. What does the new me want? You know, this kind of stays here. You toss Pluto into the Venus-Mars transit, and you do have change.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you do have a program shift. You know, somebody's gone in there and revamped your software. So that's going to be really dynamic. And I think that we're all looking to make some kind of significant shift for ourselves. And like a lot of it, you know, Capricorn deals with the outer reality as well, too. And we've got two things going on with the Venus. We've got, you know, how you're tuning into yourself, and that's the Venus retrograde. You know, what you're resonating with becomes the basis of your magnetic attraction. And then it is the outer reality that's reflecting all of that kind of process, right? You know, and this is, I have to say, this is something that I have recently run across. I don't know whether it's a brand new thing, but I was reading an article on science and on physics, right? And it's, scientists did this experiment, and they found out about quantum entanglement. Have you heard that expression?
Uh-uh.
Okay, quantum entanglement means that when you disrupt one thing, you disrupt everything.
No, yeah.
And it's like metaphysics. And I thought, I love that, you know. You change your inner vibration, and it changes everything around you.
Yeah, this is not a new discovery.
No.
That's so funny.
You know, but the, you know, that quantum field is being completely disrupted right now. And we have an opportunity now to change that whole vibrational field. And I was, you know, I've been on a lot of panels lately and a lot of presentations lately, and I've been hearing a lot of, you know, negativity. And, you know, there's a lot of fear out there, and there's a lot of, you know, I mean, you know, people have been devastated by, you know, really big things happening in their lives, and certainly politics, you know, and everybody's up in arms about politics, and everybody's up in arms about the pandemic, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, we have to do some tuning out. And I think that's Jupiter and Pisces, right? You know, if we want to change the quantum fields, you know, we have to start vibrating in some kind of different way. You know, it's like, you know, like I just, my daughter drove me crazy for a while. Like, she likes to watch these murder mysteries on TV, and that's what she does before she goes to bed. You know, what does that put into your consciousness? Right, you know?
Oh, dear.
I don't watch any scary movies. You know?
I would not sleep at night. I cannot do that.
Me, I love the fluff and stuff. You know, give me something that makes me feel good at the end. You get my drift, you know?
Yeah. Even Unforgivable made me feel good at the end.
Yeah, well, you know, because she got her reward.
Well, it's just about soul connection and... Yeah. What she did, I don't want to give it away, but what she sacrificed, oh, geez, Louise. I mean, that is a classic martyr, you know, kind of.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The nth degree. But anyway, some things are worth that. Wow, that is such another expression of Pisces. One thing I wanted to ask you, and, you know, Venus moves more quickly than Mars. And but it's obviously slowing down and retrograding. The middle of February, Venus moves in front of Mars. You're talking about how they're going to be in tandem all month.
Yeah.
So it's because Mars is behind it and it's coming forward and it's kind of catching up to Venus passing in front of it. They almost toggle. So they go balsamic, new, in the whole month. And it's a trip because it's just not how it usually happens because we're dealing with this retrograde. This toggling happens, and so it's almost like your new choices get tested, and it's this total two steps forward, one step back. You're trying, trial and error, you're trying things out, you're working on new habits or new patterns, and so that is what, you know, February is really about, working on the things that you've changed your mind about in January, and then that March 4th, 5th, 6th, boom. That is quite a month. And also the middle of February, and I realize we're talking about January, one other thing I wanted to mention around the 14th, 15th, 16th is that Pluto, which will be ruling the transiting south node, because these nodes are going to shift, we'll talk about that next, trining the north node in Taurus, perfect trine. Hasn't been here in, 250 years, maybe? The nodes haven't been in this position for 18, but Pluto was not there at that time. So this is not just a big Pluto transition for your soul. It's a transition for the planet. So,
oh, God, yes.
It's so immense. But it feels empowering in this way. But we do have to let go of our reactivity and our anger as much as possible and try and, you know, clear the air a little bit so we can energize, you know, a healing result, if at all possible. Because with the transiting north node in Taurus, all of our survival is on the line. And when everyone's survival is on the line, whether it's pandemic or shootings or whatever else it is, people figure out a way to come together. I mean, people do come together because that's the bottom line. So anyway, we're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, kristenfontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on kristenfontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding genes that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Genes has done extensive research, and they have genes that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, we have returned, and Rose, go ahead and take it from here.
Yeah, so, you know, that toggle that you were talking about with the Venus Mars, excuse me, you know, excuse me. You know, it is going to be a work in progress through the whole month of February, and I think it will really keep you right there with whatever it is that you have that needs to change. And I do love the fact that Pluto is trying the North Node. You know, so this is necessary and timely change for you. And I think that we'll all feel that. You know, it's time I fill in the blank, right? You know, you're going to feel that. That sense about it. And I just also want to say that, of course, we're dealing with Mercury retrograde happening, and that's about the 26th of January. Oh, sorry, no. It's like the 12th of... I have it right in front of me right here somewhere. Here. Oh, yeah, the 14th of January, Mercury will turn retrograde. It's interesting, turns retrograde on the day that Ceres, which is in the sign of, where is it, Taurus. Oh, yeah, Ceres turns direct on the 14th. And, by the way, Ceres is aligned with the North Node exact on February 1st, which is interesting as well, too, trining Pluto. So that's kind of a very, 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 very potent. And then Mercury will, on the 25th of January, back in, it starts retrograde in the sign of Aquarius, moving into Aquarius on January 1st, by the way, turning retrograde at 11 degrees of, 10 degrees of Aquarius on the 14th. And on the 25th, Mercury will back into Capricorn. When it backs into Capricorn and stays there, it turns direct on like the 3rd of February, and it doesn't get back to Aquarius until 15th, 16th of February. It turns direct at like 24 degrees. And this big alignment with Venus, Mars, and Pluto, you know, around 26, 27 degrees. So at the end of January, Mercury retrograde is going to cover the degrees that are so featured for Venus, Mars, and Pluto.
Mm,
so
yes,
if you have
indeed. Anything
at the last degrees of cardinal, which is Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, between about 25 and, you know, 59, this is going to be a really important timetable for you, right?
Yeah.
And you might look at your chart anyway for the Venus cycle based on the fact that it stays there for 4, 5, 6 months of the year. You might look to where Capricorn is in your chart, and that Venus is going to be going over that part of your chart for 6 months. It's a lot of development, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just look to the end of January for that Mercury retrograde again, you know, to maybe through this first portion of January, you think that you've figured it out. And by the time that Mercury turns retrograde, another piece drops into place for you, right?
Yeah. Well, the good news is, though, that Pluto Mercury is going to be trending the North Node at that time, too.
Yeah.
Even as early as January. So there's definitely, you're going to feel a pull into your future. It's going to be potentially intense if something's got to change. And, you know, it's going to take some time. Nothing happens overnight. But you got, and then even the end of January, Venus, which rules the North Node in Taurus, is trining Uranus, which will then be already moving direct again.
Yeah, and Venus and Pluto are conjunct on the 28th, and Venus ends retrograde on the 29th, right? You know, so.
Right. Oh, man, that is just loaded.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's loaded. And just to mention as well, too, that Uranus, which is currently retrograde, ends retrograde on the 18th of January. You know, Uranus is in the sign of Taurus. You know, everything's on the move along, right? You know, so
yeah.
We've got just a tremendous amount of energy in January, despite the fact that we both agree agree that, you know, the new year starts in March. you know, there's going to be a lot of action in January that is solidifying, helping you to break it down and rebuild it, right?
So
I'm pretty excited about it. And what I'll say to listeners out there is time is precious. It's a resource. Use it. Don't lose it. And do whatever you can in the moment, even if it's a small thing, it's going to be helping to, you know, kind of build the new project, right? You know, so, and change is afoot. We cannot stay the same. And if you are in a happy life and you don't want any change, then look to how you can, you know, add something to make it just that much better. And if you are trudging through something that doesn't make you happy and doesn't make you feel fulfilled, I think just agreeing, if you don't know, if you can't find the courage quite yet, you know, to implement, if you will just agree with you that change is afoot and that the time has come and that the time is ripe right now and that you are standing in this moment, then that's what I always say is co-creating with the universe. Synchronicity will show up for you to help you along the way.
Mm. Real quickly, when do the nodes change signs?
Oh, yes, we didn't talk about that. The true nodes change on, I think it's the 18th of January, and they are an 18-month cycle. The south node has been in the sign of Sagittarius, and it's moving to Scorpio. And the north node has been in Gemini, and it is moving to Taurus. And so that is the survival axis, right? You know, January 18, and it will stay through July 17 of 2023. So remember that the nodes travel backwards, and so when they're starting their new sign axis, they're at 29 degrees. So again, if you have any late degrees of the fixed signs, and that will be Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, then those nodes are going to be hitting you. And as the nodes move out of Sagittarius and Gemini and into Taurus and Scorpio, they are forming a square to Jupiter, which is moving out of Aquarius and into Pisces, right? You know, so right to begin with, we're standing on some kind of threshold, and Jupiter is often.
When is that date?
Well, the end of December through January, right? You know, because they're moving along together, and you know, they're again, you know, within Jupiter's moving on 28th, right? You know, so they'll be there for the whole month, right through the beginning of February, and very tight, you know, within a couple degrees, right? And so that's all about your belief systems and about how you're envisioning and what your truth is and all of that. It's up for review and up for moving in a new direction and for new choices to be made. You're standing right on the threshold, right from the get-go, right from the end of the year, right through the first quarter.
Everywhere you look, everything we've talked about today is really leading in the same direction. I mean, everything we've discussed is all about the same thing. Ultimately, it is about living your truth, evolving, eliminating the things that don't serve you, you know, paring down or just stripping those layers of old that don't define you, that don't, that have run their course or that they don't reflect where you're headed, so you can emerge in a way that feels more authentic to yourself. You can change your vibratory nature and allow you to manifest more. I mean, it's really the bottom line is going to be the same, yet there's everywhere through these transits, it's helping to propel you in that direction. And before it propels you, it's going to slow you down to the point where you're forced to look at something or feel through something until it's done. All right, so there's no moving forward until you can actually deal with the root of whatever's in the way and whatever's holding you back. So I want to close with a quote that I shared in my forecast this week for everybody, which is, enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize they were really the big things.
Oh, lovely. Absolutely.
So that's the best advice we can give you this Christmas and holiday season. I'm so glad we pulled it off today, my friend. And everybody take exquisite care of yourself this season and into January and February, and then you can hit the ground running in March. All right, we'll be back next month. Until next time, namaste.